Chapter 2, Composting. Despite the poem by Hundertwasser that we begin with being offered somewhat facetiously or humorously, if you haven't read this poem, I highly recommend it because he has such a valid, powerful point that there's a real injustice in the way that we treat our shit. But not just our shit. It kind of points towards a larger picture of how we treat this second half of the cycle, that we're so focused on the ingesting and accumulating new experiences, but then when it comes to digesting, metabolizing, and then releasing those experiences, that's slightly less glamorous or interesting, and is just simply not honoured by us. And this is the focus, the invitation for this week, to explore our relationship to composting, digesting, integrating our experiences from the last year. And of course, there are huge consequences when we don't give ourselves time for this because it's not valued. So, such a common symptom that so many of us feel is a sense of being overstimulated, bombarded with information. So, we need to really take time to integrate and digest. And of course, this process enables such important things to happen. It enables us to come into what I'm going to call right relationship with the past. It's a sense of honoring what was. And that honoring can take the shape of gratitude. And that honoring can take the shape of perhaps more lamenting when we realize that things happened that were not quite in our integrity, were not quite in their potential, or there was loss and hardship. And there's something around this concept of right relationship that kind of implies that there is a natural law, if you like, of being in a certain kind of relationship with ourselves and the world around us. And when we come into that right relationship, so in this case, a sense of honouring of the past, there's a sense of like, a rightness to it. And of course, this is where we learn from our mistakes, or we become more aware of patterns. We become more aware of things that life is perhaps inviting us to let go of. Whether that's actual things in our life, work, connections with others, things we're involved with, connections, or whether that's parts of us that are no longer serving us, that are kind of getting in the way of our evolution. And again, here we have quite a warped relationship collectively, that we have this idea that we can just let go of things. No, it's kind of how we treat our shit, how we treat our trash, our rubbish as well. We flush our shit down the toilet, or we throw our rubbish in the bin and we think it kind of disappears. And so what Hundertwasser is pointing out and what nature is consistently showing us is there is no such thing as rubbish or shit. We cannot just name aspects of our being that we want to let go of and then just get rid of them. There is no waste, really, in the world. There's just that which is no longer required that then creates the compost, the fertile ground for then something new to grow. So there's this invitation here to examine also our relationship to letting go of this past cycle. And I know that after such an intense year, many of us are so ready to let it go and move on. But then let's pause. What have we really experienced? What really touched us? What has life been teaching us? What are the lessons hidden in the challenges? And then perhaps rather than my personality decide what it is that I want to let go of, which is what you see happen so often in these rituals of letting go of the old and welcoming in the new, but perhaps if my life is a mirror, what do I feel like I'm being guided to let go, but also let be? What would it be like to acknowledge something that I'm feel guided to let go of, but to fully embrace it as part of me? And that it's only in this paradox of embracing something that it has the spaciousness to then shed and really become the fertile ground for something new. So can we let go and let be? And can we come into right relationship with the past? So taking time this week or this day to reflect over the past cycle. What has happened? What needs acknowledgement? And in particular, is there anything that I need to round up, anything that requires closure, conversations that I need to have, practical things that I need to come into completion with, so that I can begin this new cycle fresh and clean, so to say. And as we come into this process of reflecting, we invite our amazing bodies to really metabolize and digest, integrate this year. And our bodies teach us that in order to digest our food, we need to be relaxed. Yeah, the parasympathetic nervous system needs to be activated, the rest and digest. And it's the same when we accumulate experiences, that if we're on the go all the time and our nervous system is activated, that we don't have the inner spaciousness and calm to integrate things. So this is also why we were practicing our yin last week and letting that sort of colour these weeks, that we take time to relax, and it might feel like nothing is happening, And yet, so much is happening in that doing little or doing less or doing nothing. Especially if we've been doing this inner journeying and inquiry around the past cycle, connecting to all that's happened. That then when we take time to do little or less or nothing, we are in fact integrating, and it's a really important part of closing a cycle.